Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, returns for another PPPD edition of the show here. And again, I'm recording this early in the morning on this Monday, which is Labor Day, September 5th, 2022. Once again, the Purple Project Podcast postcast was going to be a postcast Monday edition. I'm not sure. Now, I'm going to post a volleyball, I'm hoping, before I go out and do my for the day today, hopefully, and then come back and post. But if not, these will both go out at some point today. Soccer. Yesterday afternoon on this postcast, 0-2 against the Big Ten this year, falling to the Boilermakers yesterday at Boucher Family Park by a score of 2-0. In this game, the Boilermakers jumped on the Cats in the first half, 2-0. And then the Cats got one back, and courtesy of Kyler Goings. I believe Kyler Goings did not score against Weber State. So this is the third of the last four games that Kyler Goings has scored a goal in this game. And the theme continues. Oh boy, Eddie, here we go. About the pattern. I mean, Alex brought it up in our previous edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, which, by the way, episode 117 of the weekly edition of this podcast. Make sure you download and check it out wherever you get your podcast, whether that's going to be Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a couple other more podcasting platforms out there as well. So Kyler Goings' third goal of the 2022 season there. Marissa Weichel got on the stat sheet as well. She missed out on a couple of shots there, and she ended up playing the whole 90 minutes, I believe, there. Goings only played 75 minutes in this game. Elena Weermeyer, again, three saves and got two goals past her allowed, and which jumped all over the board in this one. And then the first goal actually came in early in this game, courtesy of Zoe Allen, not even 5 minutes into the game. Purdue scored on them, and then they scored on them again near halfway, or past the halfway mark of the first half there. Gracie Dunaway with her fourth goal of the year. Zoe Allen scored her first goal of the season for the Boilermakers, and I mentioned this, the goal by Kyler Goings became unassisted there. Her third goal, her third one in the last four games for the Wildcats there. As the Cats now fall to 2-3-1 on the year. Two of these losses come the Big Ten opponents. And yet again, for what, the fifth time this year? It has to be like the fifth time this year that they scored one. They have not. Have they scored one more in the game? I don't think they have to this point. I know Ada Anderson comes to my mind as well, scoring a couple of goals early. Yeah, I don't think K-State to this point through six games has scored more than one goal. Unbelievable. How many? You probably heard this word unbelievable a few times on this soccer postcast. So, again, I mean, are they learning something? I have no. I mean, my coach Mike DeBeanie saying that, you know, we got a lot of room to improve. Well, seems like they can't get past one goal for whatever reason. I know it's gotten them by a couple of games. I know we won 1-0 against, who was that, UTSA. We got the 100th goal. Kyler Goings got goal 99 before that with a 1-0 victory somewhere along the lines there as well. But one goal can get you so far, and I know they have it in them. I know they can score more than that. But for the I think this is for the sixth straight game, they scored at least one goal in the 2022 campaign. This is they got a streak going. But when you look at the overall record, that's what matters. And right now, K-State is 2-3-1 in these games. Of course, a tie. You got to go back to that heartbreaker on the road there as well. So, but total shots in this one. Let's see. Doesn't really look at the sheet here. I think K-State. Yeah, K-State looks like it's on the right side. Okay, so I'm looking at this sheet here that I have in my hands right now. K-State outshot Purdue 19-7, and once again you find a way to lose a ball game. 12-5 saves. Give Purdue goalkeeper credit. Sarah Kyle, 11 saves in this. K-State seems to not have no luck getting past one goal. Because this is what the last 4 out of 5 games that K-State has outshot their opponent and you only win half of these games. Crazy stat for K-State soccer this year. We already mentioned the saves there. Corner kicks, 8-5 in favor of Purdue. Offsides, favor of Purdue. Yellow cards, K-State had 3 of them in this game. And the red cards had 1, which included ejection for Purdue in this one. But Purdue had the last laugh in this one. Their 2 goals in the first half paid off in handing K-State yet another loss at home. On top of that as well. So K-State, this is another note as well. K-State has yet to win a match at home this year. I know it's what, 6 game. We're now, yeah, we're 2-3-1. Yeah, we're 6 games into the season and yet to have a win in the column at home at Boosier Family Park. I mean, Alex mentioned the, Alex, if you guys are wondering, Alex is my co-host for the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Editions now. Yeah, 0-2-1 at home. Have yet to win a home match this year. And they will host that Dollar Night. It's going to be senior night already? Damn. So, now for the Cats. Dollar Night, Friday night. This Friday night. They're going to host Yale. 7 Central Time, under lights at Boosier Family Park. Another opportunity to get that elusive home win under the belt this year. But the Cats, I don't know Yale's record at the moment there. They have 2 chances at home to try to get it done. Friday night against Yale, and then next Thursday they host Colorado State. That's not going to be an easy task there as well. So, once again, and then you go on the road to face South Dakota State of the Jackrabbits too. So, not good. Not good at all here. When you're talking about needing to win your home matches there. You missed out on Northwestern. And you get off to a slow start, the exact opposite of what you did against Northwestern. And you couldn't get it done right there as well. So, you know, we'll see what happens, man. I mean, I have no idea at this point. Just frustrating to see women's soccer. I mean, with the girls they have on this team, they're more than capable of scoring goals. I mean, Kyler Goings, it's one night Kyler Goings show. Next thing, Marissa Weichel can score. Early on in the season, Ada Anderson has cooled off since a hot start of the year as well. So, offensively, defensive is not really the question. It's the offense that's been the big question mark of this team so far here in 2022 as they lose yesterday to Purdue 2-1, and now they are 0-2 against the Big Ten here in 2022, especially at home. You lose both of your games at home to Big Ten opponents, and then you tie with another opponent as well. I believe that was Northern Colorado they tied as well, giving up a late goal somewhere in there. Either that, or, yeah. So, but yeah, we'll see what Mike DeBene's squad has in store next Thursday night. So you have volleyball Wednesday, soccer Friday night. And then you turn around, right back around, Saturday morning with a huge game with football against Missouri this week as well. So a lot going on as well as can K-State soccer get one. We'll talk about this more on the weekly show coming up on Thursday night. Probably possibility, so we'll see. I know NFL kicks off the 2022 campaign with Thursday Night Football with the defending Super Bowl champions playing under the lights against, I can't think of the team they're playing at the moment, but I know St. Louis is playing at the moment. But either way, man, here, Manhattan, Kansas, K-State losing, falling after Purdue getting off to a fast start. K-State can't get a second goal here in 2022. They have yet to score an extra goal here so far this campaign. Will that change against Yale? To find out on Friday night. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, folks. That's going to do it for this postcast edition of the podcast. K-State Soccer, Women's Soccer, now 2-3-1. Go Cats. You're listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.